The future generations. A king may make a nobleman, but he cannot make a gentleman. Edmund Burke. A school that is fake is one that does not a great being make. Dr. Abraham Lincoln. So as long as leaders are moving along, generations won't seem that long. Few years here, few years there, and you will have to make repair. So you get to grow up fast and make sure that your contributions last. The world will grow up all right, eventually even reaching its maximum height. That is how it goes. So as long as everybody knows, we are all extremely smart. And our lives are meant to unfold like art. That we are meant to become wise, no matter how many books, no matter how many tries. But we can't pretend, as that can only lead to a very sad end. All the politicians must be great, as it is time to put an end to hate. You know, it is not the world that must unite. It is only the children that have to get that right. The adults will be gone soon enough. They are not even that tough. The world has always belonged to the children, proven time and again. The politicians are pushed to pretend, and they won't care to what end. They may just sit there babbling blind and won't even notice the unraveling of their own mind. They won't look very far ahead. They just want to look good instead.
Do as little as possible, they say,
and then they leave the office promptly on their last day. This should make them look crazy and strange, because right now, we need real change. Fake schools made us all forget that we are smart. Then we forgot that life was art. We move to cities in search of diplomas and careers. Then we watch years pass us by in tears. What the world really needs is great deeds. Each life is to be a sensation and serve as great inspiration. That is how we get really educated, and that is how true leaders are created. And with true and real leaders abound, a new age of enlightenment will come around. Then the liars and the sleazy won't have it so easy. We'll sort short from long visions apart and regain the use of our collective heart. All it takes to start is listening to interesting books and getting adventure smart. Honestly, books is all it takes to spot the crooks. Then you take to adventure. And live, and stand up to the crooks, and never forgive. Before you know it, you become wise, and continue to rise and rise. You don't have to give speeches to great ovation. You just need to help the younger generation. This way, you are not just an army of one, but you inspire everyone. Including those who like politics, which makes for an easy fix. The world must learn to stand guard against the fakes and do whatever it takes. The younger generations need real schools and real politics. We must put an end to these circus tricks. So as long as their world is fair, they'll take it from there.